At dawn on Easter Sunday, several women, including Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb of Jesus to wash and prepare his body for its final burial. Because time was very short on Friday evening, they didn't have time to finish these tasks before the beginning of the Sabbath. Unexpectedly, they found the tomb open, the stone removed. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Let's pause for a moment and consider angels. The word angel means messenger, which means that angels are created beings who are sent to do various tasks for God. An angel told Mary she would bear the Christ child. Angels announce the birth of Jesus. An angel announced the resurrection to the women. The message is simple. Jesus is risen from the dead. He is no longer in the tomb. The angels instructed the women as to the next things they needed to accomplish so that the disciples would be aware of this good news. Therefore, the church prays, "Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. May our Lord open our hearts and minds to the message of the angels. Amen."